Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yes, happy Halloween.
Yeah, you're saying it so well today, man.
I know.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I've been trying. It doesn't sound natural, though, because every time I go to say Halloween, I have that little pause beforehand.
So you think about it, so you don't say Halloween.
Well, it's always Halloween in my brain,
but
mate.
It's not, like, it's no, there's no O.
Well, that's just how I feel, and that's just how I want to be, but I am changing for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and that's always fine. A good lesson for life.
Yeah. Now, this year, 2020, has been hard on a lot. You've been working a little bee off.
Oh, thanks, mate.
This year. You're a little tushy.
You've been working very hard also.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. And this morning, I thought, instead of doing trick-or-treat, because we know that trick-or-treating is allowed, Dan Andrews has said we can trick-or-treat just as long as it's no contact and socially distance and all that sort of stuff.
It was this order. It was get on the beers.
Yeah.
Trick or treat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we kind of thought, well, why instead of just doing trick or treat, why would we do that in 2020 where we could have treat or treat since it's been such a bad year?
Well, 2020's been a trick, full stop, hasn't
right?
it, really?
We've had the trick. Now it's time for the treat.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
So I've got a bag full of treats here.
Yes! All yes! Right?
But there's only two.
Okay.
I know that one of these in particular is your very, very favourite of all the
treats. Oh, my God. What a morning.
Right?
Oh, yes.
And there's another one that you do like.
Yeah.
But I want both of them as well.
Okay.
So this is how we're going to decide it, right?
Well, everyone's a winner, sounds like.
This is how we're going to decide it. It's called the M&M Challenge, which is even better because it's more candy.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So what we have to do is we have to get our M&M tube, straight arm it, and then whoever gets the most candy in their mouth, or M&M's, I hate saying candy.
Yeah, don't say candy.
Chocolate in their mouth gets to choose which treat they want.
Okay, hang on. So straight arm it, you mean hold it high above our head and drop the mini M&M's into our mouth.
Yes, and whoever gets the most mini M&M's gets to choose.
All right.
So we're getting the treat and the treat. All right,
Give me.
I'll do mine first.
Oh, we're going to do it. Take it in turns. Okay, here we go.
Ready? Because you're going to have to, like, count just in case I can't.
Okay.
I don't want to get any of my eyeballs.
Okay. Oh, you got to do it with the eyes closed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, can I not tell you,
you
that
didn't
part?
Say that.
Okay, that's the hard part, because then otherwise you could just dribble it into your
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
all
here
right,
we go.
Ready?
Eyes closed. Straight arm. No, move it. Is that the whole packet?
I got a lot.
Hey, that... It didn't even look like you got a lot, but you did all right. Okay.
All right. I got 9 cream.
What?
9 cream.
How did you just count them?
I counted them.
Whatever.
There's some in my bra. And my bra's here. All right.
It's okay. Save them for later.
Are you ready?
Yep. Okay.
All
oh,
right.
My God. And I don't know if I'm...
Pop and throw.
Okay.
Oh, these, do you know what? I haven't had these little bad boys for ages. All right. I got 19. Are you ready? Are you ready?
All right, here we go. Eyes closed.
Yep.
Mouth open.
Here we go.
Where's my M&M's? Something hit my chin. Something bounced off my... What was it?
Oh.
Cabana?
There's no treats here.
There's no treats.
There's no treats here.
I've got Cabana. You get to have a big mouthful of M&M's.
And I've got them in my bra too, so I can have them all day.
Stick that Cabana in your bra.
I will.
So you tricked me.
I did. I'm sorry.
Worst Halloween ever.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
Wake up. Fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your work friends that aren't your real friends, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, promotion or a pay rise, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They must be very smart. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. Is that it? It feels like there's more to it than that.
Yes, I feel there was too.
Did I stop too early?
Nah.
No.
Okay. I don't know. You just did it so well. It's
nah. All right.
It's not fun anymore.
Oh, all right. Well,
No, it is. It is.
Okay, so fun facts for today. Let's start with a Halloween one. In the 19th century, so the 1800s, for those of you playing at home, a Halloween trick played on neighbours in Ireland was to make a jack-o'-lantern out of a turnip. Right, so turnip, not as big as a pumpkin, but quite solid,
I was thinking of a radish, yes. I was like, man, that's a small jack-o'-lantern.
Literally the second time we've talked about turnips this morning.
That is so weird.
So much turnip chat. So they'd make a jack-o'-lantern out of a turnip, then tie it to someone's door so that once they opened the door, the turnip would swing down and hit him in the face.
Nice.
Trick or treat.
Got a turnip in the gob.
Yeah, that's right. Now, another one. Earlier this month, Oreo, you know, the biscuits,
yes,
that company, they built a doomsday vault on a Norwegian island that would preserve a large stockpile of their cookies in case of the apocalypse.
It must be really great to be the workers that work for Oreo. Be like, look, we've made a big, you know, protection thing. You can all get it. Oh, for us? Oh, great. You know, end of the world. That's fine. Oh, no. It's for the biscuits.
It's for the cookies. okay. What about this one? Hang on. In 1899, there were a couple called Thomas and Alice Day. They named their newborn son Time Of. So it was actually that lived, his name was Time of Day. Speaking of time, the kitchens at Buckingham Palace have their own time zone. All the clocks are 5 minutes ahead to ensure food is ready on time.
Oh, I do that.
Yes. Swearing uses a different part of the brain to other speech. And finally, going to end on a gross one today, guys, because Halloween, you know. In the 1980s, the Indian government released thousands of flesh-eating turtles into the Ganges to deal with all the dead bodies that had been disposed of there, because that's it's a religious thing. They send them off into the river.
Oh, God. Fun facts, all right.
I didn't even know there's such thing as flesh-eating turtles.
But there you go.
Something else to haunt my dreams, hey? Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't. Fun fact.
Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up
fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
I'm very excited you got a new wallet, and you're excited, and that makes me excited. Yeah. And you've streamlined it. It's a new wallet with a new look and a new feel because it doesn't have a whole bunch of crap in it.
Well, that's right. So the one I used to have and I've had for many years had accumulated stuff over time. And, you know, I even had one of those card bottle openers in there. So it was a big bit of steel. In fact, if I left it in my back pocket and sat down, maybe jumped in the car a little bit too quickly, it would actually literally dislocate my C3 and C4 vertebrae.
Right.
Yeah.
But you've always got to have it just in case you're drinking a beer outside.
If I go to JB Hi-Fi and I need to buy something, I've still got like 5 or 10 cents left on that voucher.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to use it, aren't I?
One of the things that you did do, though, was make sure that a photo of your lovely family, and you know I love your family, you've chopped up a photo and put it in your wallet.
Yep.
And all I'm asking is that, does anyone else do that? Because I don't know anyone under the age of, I'm going to say 60, right?
So that's your parents. Your parents do it and they're the only other people you know that do it. Is that what you're saying?
Literally the only other people. Anyone in their 30s, 20s, 40s, anyone else? I don't see this. But maybe I'm the one that's just not getting it.
Well, the funny thing is we've broken the phones.
Yeah.
Quite a few people have jumped on the phone to inform you that I hope to inform you that they too have photos in their purse or their wallet. Kerry from Lara, start us off, mate. Good morning. Do you have a photo in your wallet?
Good morning. How are you going?
Good.
That's good. Yes, I do. School photos. You get 100 of your children in all different sizes. You only need really one. And the one that I have is in my wallet.
Yeah. Okay. How many kids do you have?
Two.
So. Okay, do you have the school photo where they're both together, or do you just pick your favourite and they're the one that gets in the wallet?
No. Two single ones, and then they have a spot each.
Okay. And then you just cover one with the other whenever one is peeing you off.
One's being naughty, yeah. Or your favourite pet. No, I'm
That's excellent. I like the idea that there might be some sort of tournament at the start of each year to decide who gets the spot in mum's wallet.
Yeah. I love the fact that we've just had Kerry and Lara, and now we move to the other Kerry and Lara.
Well, that's not a thing.
It is a thing, apparently. Good morning, second Kerry and Lara.
Good morning.
Do you know the first Kerry and Lara?
No, I don't.
Oh, we should get you guys together. That'd be cool. tell us, do you have a photo in your wallet?
Absolutely.
Who is it?
Exactly the same as the other Kerry, my son from the school photos. You get the little bitty, itty-bitty photos that, you know, they're too small for the fridge because the magnets are too big and... Mm. You've got that clear pocket, so they've got to go somewhere.
Do they get upgraded yearly, or are they the school photos from when he was 5 and he's now 30?
No, he's only 17, okay. But yes, they do get upgraded, but depends on the haircut. If he's looking good, then it goes in. If it's not a good year, then no, last year's.
That's awesome.
I love that.
I love where she said exactly the same as the other Kerry from Lara, because, I mean, it's not confusing enough. I can imagine her having the other Kerry from Lara's kids in her purse accidentally.
Wow, yeah, anything could happen.
It's Kerryception right there. Luke's in Corio. Morning, Luke. Do you have a photo in your wallet?
I do, mate. I've got a photo in there of my my first girl, but I've got 6 kids, mate, and she's the only one I've got in there. So, if I upgrade my wallet, I probably won't have any, I'd say.
How does that go down, though? Has anyone commented on that, the other 5 kids?
No one likes their photos. No one wants pictures, you know.
Okay.
So is she your firstborn, and she was the first one that went in?
Yep.
Okay. Is she the favourite? You can say it. We won't tell anyone.
She was, but now she's 15 on Saturday, so she's getting a bit to that age, you know. Where
I don't know anything about that. I've got many years to worry about that down the track. Yes. Loggy lived through it, though, so Loggy.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. Yeah, we're horrible and great. Just leave us alone.
And get out of my room.
Brooke in Safety Beach, wrap this one up for us. Wallet photos. Do you have one, or do you kind of think like me and it's just a weird concept for people under 60?
No way. I definitely have a couple of photos, actually. I've got one of myself and my partner when he won his grand final at football.
Yeah.
And I've got one of an ultrasound for my firstborn.
Which I probably
need to update because he just turned 1.
Okay. Yeah, no, you can get clearer photos once they're out, I've found.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, all right, well, there you go. So, hey, look. All ages. We had all ages there.
We've got fetuses. Yeah. And then we've got all the way up to... Oh, you mean the people. I thought you meant the kids.
The phone. Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.